talk of the volunteer model. Presumably, we have some ideas about what it is we want the board to talk to us about. That's kind of a meaty topic, isn't it? So I think we should know what we're trying to do there.
Sorry, I missed that side conversation there. I was having one, so I missed yours. Okay, no, so we're now, as soon as I get the okay from the operator, we'll start talking about the board meeting, the board dinner, sorry, which I missed. There are two topics. I'm just waiting for the operator to give me the go-ahead, and I'll start on that. Right, so we're okay to go. So just to check those two topics for the board meeting, the board dinner tonight. So the dinner, just to let you know, that's happening at the Fairmont Hotel. That will start at 19:30. I discussed this yesterday evening with Peter Dengate Thrush, and I have assurances from him that the board members will be there, Rod will be there, Peter may be a little bit late because he has a prior engagement with the local business community, but he will be there as well, so that will be attended. I'm sorry, I'm thinking while I'm speaking of what the operators just told me. Is there any way we could email those people so that they can get back online? You don't have... Okay. And Glenn's left. Does anyone... Because the Reston people need to dial in. It's not Chuck that's handling it, so... Yeah, that'd be too late. Okay, well, let's. Sorry. I'm all over the place. Thanks. So everybody should be there. The arrangements are for those of you who have attended a board joint board council meet dinner before. The arrangements are the same. There's random seating, and we've used extraordinary technology this time to get that random seating in place. So please don't complain to either me or Glenn if you're not happy with the people you're sitting next to.